This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. How are you feeling? Not overall. I mean, the news is grim. Life is busy. I get that. I'm asking how you're feeling economically. Mixed is the answer, apparently, according to a new poll from the good people at Harris. They asked self-identified middle-class Americans about their views on this economy. The majority, 44%, said they are stressed about the economy. That's up 4% from a year ago. 34%, though, said they are optimistic about it, and that's up 8%. So, why, oh, why is the economic picture still so blurry? Marketplace's Kristen Schwab gets us going.
The most stressful part of Alex Loeber's house is the kitchen.
If we had a food pantry, I think that would save our collective mental health by 50%.
Loeber, his wife, and kid live in a two-bedroom house in Atlanta. They'd love to move into a bigger space, but with interest rates so high, it's just not feasible right now. So they're storing their food under the TV.
That stuff usually gets pulled out by our two-year-old, and sometimes you just have a few dented cans of tomatoes.
A few dented cans isn't the end of the world, but it's one of those frustrating daily reminders of the trade-offs Loeber's family has been making when it comes to housing, groceries, and daycares. Because after years of squirreling a few dollars away,
it just doesn't feel like we're building up those savings anymore.
The personal savings rate has dropped significantly from its historic pandemic high. It means the spending spree Americans have been on, well, it's a lot less fun. Or even doable, especially now, says Isabel Sawhill, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, since costs are significantly and permanently higher.
And they thought this was all temporary. And so pretty soon prices are going to come down again. And the fact that they haven't come down is, I think, a surprise to them.
Change is hard, even if your raise does cover how much extra you're spending at the grocery store.
Some of it is just an adjustment process. You've got to make adjustments in your life, and adjustments are always anxiety-producing.
She says some of the anxiety will go away with time, and maybe it's finally started to. Justin Wolfers, an economist at the University of Michigan, says the 34% of people who feel optimistic gets at that.
More people are finding work. More people are starting businesses.
Plus, he says it's one thing for people to feel a certain way about the economy, but what matters is how they participate in it.
The reality is, if you wanted to measure how optimistic people are, possibly the best one is to look at their spending patterns.
He says if people thought there were dark, stormy clouds around the corner, they'd stop spending. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.